Right here, right now, we've got Read to Me.
Everybody wants to be a cat, because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
Tell me, everybody's picking up on the feline beat, because everything else is obsolete. A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born
every time he plays.
But with a square in the act, you can set music back
to the caveman days.
I've heard some corner birds who try to sing.
Still, the cat's the only cat who knows how to swing.
Who wants to dig a long head gig or stuff like that? When everybody wants to be a cat.
A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born every time he plays.
Oh, a rinky dinky dinky.
With the square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days.
Oh, a rinky dinky dinky.
Everybody wants to be a cat,
because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. When playing jazz, you always has a welcome mat, 'cause everybody digs a swinging cat.
So that was Read to Me with Everybody Wants to Be a Cat.
I don't want to be a cat.
What? I didn't catch that.
I want to be a dolphin. Ah! There, I did it.
There you go, Dylan. There you go, just for you. Okay,
you
Read to Me.
Fault.
Yes, you're going to pay her medical bills. Back to Read to Me. Okay, so your vocal range was... You're beeping again.
Oh, hold on.
Deal with that. Put a towel over it or something, I don't know.
Okay, while I was doing that, Read to Me. I lost track of how many times I got interrupted on this one. Your vocal range was really good on this. Like, you had all these different voices for all the different cats. And some people in so far tonight have been lacking in the characterization and performing their songs. And I thought you really took the characterization to the max with the different voices and the texturization and different sounds to your voice. I like your harmonies. I don't know. I feel like a note or two in the first two voices sounded a little off for me. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Because there were liberties in this, but... I don't know, like, as much as I like the different voices you did, I kind of wanted to hear a little bit more of your normal voice, if that makes sense. Like,
It does.
It was so character driven that it, I don't know, it was, okay, yeah. So, are you done bringing the towel over?
What? Oh, no, I actually pressed play and then you just stopped it before it even started. So hopefully it won't beep anymore. So yeah, I do like the harmonies in this, and I recognize this karaoke like really quickly. It's on YouTube. Blame the Marie to give it away, really. I thought your strongest character was the first cat, the Scat Cat character, because Thomas O'Malley was a little more flatter and the Russian was a little too clear. Like, he was too... I forgot what was the note that Ambie gave for the Bert earlier. Like, it was too... not crisp.
Go back and see what I wrote for the...
It was, like, crisp, or it was too... You enunciated too much, or you worked too much on the Russian that it... You could tell was a little put on or something.
I don't remember saying anything like that, but okay. If you say it, then I must have.
Okay. Well, no, it's just... I could tell it... It was a put on Russian accent. It didn't feel that natural.
Forced?
Because it was too, it wasn't forced. It was just too clear. It was too,
over the top?
Not over the top. It was just very crisp. Like, you can tell too much enunciation work. Like, it was very...
So kind of like Russ in his song?
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, his bro was a little too fancy-smanchy when it's supposed to be more Cockney. This one just felt like...
Too precise.
Too precise. Thank you.
So you should, I think... like Blackjack got the Cockney accent pretty good.
Yeah, I was confused because you said Bert, and I forgot that Russ had done Supercalifragilistic, and I was looking at my notes for Blackjack, so that's why I was confused there. I was like, wait, what?
I thought Blackjack had a great Cockney accent.
But yeah, it was just a little too precise for Russian But yeah, again, you had nice harmonies, and my favorite character of the three was Scat Cat, which is the first voice. And Ambi.
First note was a note I wrote down even before I listened to this, which is, you don't really have to give us a novel when you're talking to us in your email, because your email is so long and you're kind of explaining why you did this and why you did that and why you went with this choice and why you went with that choice. Just let the song do the talking for you, because sometimes. I know you weren't trying to do this, but sometimes when people do that, and this is kind of a note for everyone, it's kind of like, oh, I'm not confident in this, so I'm going to make up a whole bunch of excuses so that if it doesn't go over well, it doesn't look like it was all my fault. I didn't get that feeling here, but it could be read like that sometimes. So that's
kind of like when they apologize. Like
we've already had, two people, and I won't say who you were, say, I'm a little stuffed up right now. That is one of my biggest pet peeves, is when people say, I've got a little bit of a runny nose right now, so if I'm stuffed up, that's the reason why. Like, that pet peeves.
Because, like, you can't really help it unless you, like, redo it after. And, like, for me anyway, I don't know about them, it kind of makes me look for
the mistakes.
Like, it makes the mistakes more obvious for me.
Yeah.
Even though you're apologizing for it, it's not going to affect our critique. In a good way.
Yeah, it's only gonna bring highlight, because I will admit, one of the people that I was listening to that did that earlier, I didn't bring it up then, but I actually found myself, as Jeffers said, actually looking for it. And if I hadn't known about it in the first place, I never would have noticed it to begin with. But actually getting to the actual critique, that was just a broad note for everyone that came about from this one. Don't write novels, just let you do the talking for you. Your song. I was looking.
Oh, that's my phone now. Hold on. Let me mute my mic real quick.
Okay. I was a little confused at first because, like, French kitty, what? And then once you started doing the second voice, like, oh, you're doing a bunch of voices. Okay, I get it now. I'm not confused. I will admit, I was a bit impressed that you did go with the different voices, because you're turning out to be one of those voice guys, but I feel like you have a really good singing voice that, yes, you're good at voices, but I also think you're better at just being you, just being Reed. So I would have liked to have heard more Reed. I think Jeffers said this, and less putting on a voice, because I liked this. I was a bit impressed by the different things, but I wasn't wowed by this, and I really didn't have much else to say. I liked this, but I was not wowed by it. I felt like there was something that was missing, but I can't quite put my finger on what it was. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, I think we're good, right?
Yep.
I think so.
Okay.
Next up.
Sukono, you're up next.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, old Mother Nature's recipes, that brings the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants and maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you pick a raw paw, next time beware.
Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of life will come to you.
And that was Sikona with Bare Necessities. Yeah. That was...
Oh, man.
I have a cookie in my mouth.
Okay, I've got Cool Ranch Doritos in mine.
Nice. I'm not eating for a change. I mean, I had lunch already.
Earlier.
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm getting hungry. I'm skipping dinner right now. I have to eat dinner later.
All right.
You can eat. I ate.
I have to...
All right.
Go. Sorry.
All right. And that was Sikona with Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book. This is another double of the night. Yay! And what I like about this one is it actually had energy. Like, it was up there. He was happy. Energy. Mm-hmm. He took some liberties. And I don't know if he took liberties or if they were pitchy. And this happened throughout the song. Some of them might have been liberties. Some of them might have been pitchy. And I think it's usually the first words of the line. I think he was a little off tempo with the backtracking in the spoken part.
Mm-hmm.
I have a note on that area, but go ahead.
Okay, and this is more of a mixing thing, but the voice faded out and the clip ended abruptly. But overall, I did enjoy this.
Because it was Sherman Brothers, and Zell loves all Sherman Brothers.
This is not Sherman Brothers.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I'm done.
I have the attention span of a goldfish. I'm sorry.
No. Right. At least he's not tired, though. It could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or loopy.
No, I'm just eating now. My first note was actually, are you happy with all these Sherman Zell? But then I remembered that it wasn't... Yeah, sorry about that. I was all mumbling, sorry. So, my note is now defeated because I forgot that this wasn't Sherman Brothers. But anyways, something about this, I don't know. I liked it. But I felt like you were putting on a voice at times, and you were kind of forcing it out.
I have a note on that later on.
Like, it wasn't the whole time. It kind of went in between, back and forth. But I love the energy on this. You could have gone even a little bit bigger, but it was still pretty good. The one thing that kind of blew my mind, though, was in the section with the prickly pear and all that, you were so proper with it. Like, the prickly pear... I was like waiting for like a British accent to come out, and I was a little confused in there. It got kind of askew from the rest of it, and it felt disjointed. But overall, I liked this. And to Jeffers we go.
Sikono, my voice twin. Although the more and more he sings, we don't sound anything alike.
This was not your voice. Yeah, this was. He's been your voice twin in the past. This was not. Jeffers' voice twin.
Yeah, this is like not Jeffers' voice. I don't think I can do this. I don't know. Sikono, there was something odd the way you sang the song, and I'm not sure if I can put my finger on it. Like, it sounded like you were trying to sing round. Like, it sounded like, you know when you sing, it sounded like he was singing very open mouth. Like,
like he was singing long rather than like, wide.
Well, I don't like. It sounded like he was trying to sing too proper that so that it became unnatural. I don't know.
Jeffers, may I say something?
Yeah.
You actually used a really legit note right there that you went
really?
Round. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is legit.
Sweet, I'm like a legit judge now. Okay.
Don't push you. Don't get ahead of yourself, Jeffers.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna like fall down in the next one. I thought your energy was better than the other version of the song we heard. Yeah, I agree with Ambi on the disjointed talking part. Personally, I thought the talking part sounded more of your natural voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it. Like, you know when you were singing round, I think when you're talking, you kind of drop that roundness, and it sounded more natural in your usual voice. Because, like, when you were singing, it sounded like you were trying to be, I don't know. But when you were talking, it went back to normal. But you are generally on pitch, and I like this, Sukono. You're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
From what I remember, this was better than your audition.
I definitely see improvement here from the first time I ever heard you to now.
Yeah, definitely. So good job.
Congratulations, and keep it up.
I raise a Cola Ranch Dorito to you for your compliment.
I raise my Disney Princess cup to you.
Mm. I raise my Pasquale plushie. I got this at the Disney Store in Atlantic City. It's the Chameleon from Tangled. The new character. It's so
What's
cute.
What's his name?
Pasquale.
Pasquale.
Isn't that sexy? He is a chameleon named Pasquale. That's hot.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
All right, I'm done.
Okay, we're
done.
Mary Feather, take it away.
So this is love. So this is love. So this is what makes life divine. I'm all aglow, and now I know the key to all heaven is mine. My heart has wings, and I can fly. I'll touch every star in the sky. So this is the miracle that I've been dreaming of.
So this is Love by Mary Feather. And in her email, she said that she wanted to get like really vintagey with something, but she didn't have time to do it. And I'm really, really, really happy that this was your plan. Plan A didn't happen. And that plan B did happen. Because by 17 seconds in, you were my favorite performance of the night. I'm saying it right now. This is my favorite performance of the night. 17 seconds in. Because you were so perfect for this. There was this sweetness in your voice that was so subtle, and I really could feel emotion in this, and it was so natural and fluid. There were a couple of moments that were a little pitchy, but who cares, because it was I loved it.
Pretty.
I loved it because this captured the character and showed off your skill as a singer perfectly. And it was short, but it was sweet. I loved it. I'm gonna try and not gush terribly much because I could be here forever. Jeffers.
She put away her chips just for you, Mary.
I did. When I unmuted the microphone, I was like, okay, I'm putting the bag of chips away. I have to take a drink. I have to clear myself because I'm so impressed the Doritos are getting put aside for this. So
I said this off record too, but it is so amusing going after you, Andy, sometimes. It's a pleasure to critique after you.
I know. I'm kidding. I'm Feather. Kidding.
I know other people have said this before, but you have like a perfect princess voice for these type of songs. Mm-hmm. You had great control, vibrato, awesome. And I really like your
humming.
Those are really good. Like, I don't... Yeah, they were great. I was gonna say something important, and I went blank. Oh, I got it. This is a good example for some people of what you can of how to make a slow song
interesting
perform. Yeah,
right.
Like a lot of people, when they perform a song, they think, you know, I have to be louder, I have to be more belty, more showy. But like, this is a perfect example of how you can really perform and show your song, your character and your voice in a soft and mellow way, because this was really good, Mary Feather. think that's all. What?
I hear birds or something.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Those are birds outside my window.
Okay.
Huh? Those are just wild birds outside my window.
Okay.
What will we do when you Yeah. What will we do when you go to college and there are no more birds?
There might actually be birds, you know, because where I'm going to college, I was placed in the stereotypical hippie dorm. So it's like in the forest, like surrounded by trees.
Oh,
and, like,
great.
I'm in,
there
like,
could be hippies in the background of Jeffers recordings from now on. Man, what are you doing in here?
My roommate. I don't think he's a hippie. I hope he's not a hippie.
Man, Jeffers.
Oh, man, I love Disney.
This went in a totally different direction than I was anticipating.
This is really funny. It went from gushing to.
I'm so sorry. It went this way. Oh, Zell, you so.
Zell, come on, Zell, bring this back for us.
All right.
Realison.
Okay. I love your voice in this. I had to agree with Ambi. It was. If it's not my favorite, it's one of my top two favorites. I love how you made this duet into a solo. I love your humming. I love that you define Disney princesses' voices because you are really made for them. And this is, again, one of my odd... I'm the only one who's hearing this mixing note. I don't know if your voice is a little too low or if the karaoke needs to be lowered. I don't know if it's just me or the headphones doing it. Did y'all hear that or no?
Not really.
Okay, so yeah, it's probably my ears then. But yeah, it was a lovely song. I really love your voice in this. It was so pretty.
I dare say. This might have been one of my favorite performances so far on the entire season thus far.
Nice.
I really like this Mary Feather. I'm really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're done.
I'm done.
Done.